We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle, presented by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill.
Way down the lane, look out below! He elevates and slams with two hands.
Live from Corelli's of Boulder, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Fans, great to be out here once again at Corelli's of Boulder in the corner of baseline at 30th. Monday nights from 7 until 8 o'clock. We've got a great crowd out here tonight. It's Buffs Prime Time. For the next hour, we're talking Colorado basketball. The Buffs men's team coming off a split this past weekend got a very nice and hard-fought victory on Thursday night by 7 points down at Arizona State in Tempe. Been a while since we've said that. And then things got away from them in Tucson on Saturday. Now they get set for the Washington schools Thursday and Saturday this week as the Cougars on Thursday night, the Huskies on Saturday will take on the Buffaloes. We're also going to have our player guest tonight, Dickerman Kuntz. He is going to join us, the youngster from Denver East High School, sophomore, and head coach J.R. Payne is with us as well. They've got a road trip. They're heading to the Bay Area. They've got, let's see, Stanford on Friday night and then Cal on Sunday for the CU women. So we'll talk with her in a few minutes as well, but let's bring in the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes as they take on Washington State on Thursday night. Well, I know you had a good time on Thursday down in Arizona, right?
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, the tale of two games, that's the way the Pac-12 is. But, yeah, no, we were pleased with Thursday night's performance for the most part. Again, I think you could see a little bit of leakage in terms of our rebounding, some of the things we addressed with our team today. Going down to the desert, Mark, we were number one in the league. I think we were top 25 in the country in defensive rebounding percentage. And really what that means is, you know, if there's 10 shots that Arizona State misses and we get 8 of them and they get 2 of them, you know, it's 80%.
Sure.
And we were at 79.9, which is and 80% is our goal. Against Arizona State, I think we were 69%, 68% defensive rebounding percentage. Against Arizona, we were 58%. Mm-hmm. So really subpar rebounding efforts on the defensive end. And we didn't get many offensive rebounds either. So I thought that was the most disappointing thing of the weekend. Going down there, feeling like, okay, we can kind of bank on the fact that we're pretty good in this area.
Defensive rebounding travels.
Yeah, and then the rebounding part. Now, against Arizona State, we were able to make enough shots, especially in the second half. We were efficient enough offensively to get kind of stave them off. And they missed a lot of shots. They had 17 offensive rebounds and still – you know, we were at the 68% number, but against Saturday, against Arizona, again, the when competition ramps up, mm-hmm. your margin for error shrinks, and that's what we saw. You know, that's why we ended up with a 20-point loss. Saturday.
You go back to Thursday, though, so you give up the 17 offensive rebounds, but yet you hold the Sun Devils to 34% shooting.
Right.
So your defensive numbers were very good in that regard.
They were. And Arizona State missed shots. I mean, part of it was they were missing shots. And they've had some shooters that are struggling, and we knew that going in. We talked about that before the game, even after the game. Arizona, they don't have guys that are struggling to shoot the ball. They've got four, you know, dead-eye shooters, two that start, two that come off the bench. And, you know, they make those open shots. And the ones that they did miss, we weren't able to capitalize with the one-shot defense because we let them get 13 offensive rebounds. And, you know, I thought against Arizona, we lost that game for two reasons. Rebounding was one of them. The other one was offensive execution. They were much better executing their offense than we were executing our offense, and you put those that with the rebounding, and you know you got the recipe for a 20-point loss.
When it comes to offensive execution, I know you talked with your team about, and you've said this many times about Arizona, they're very similar in terms of beliefs and principles, and on the defensive end, they really kind of force you late into a shot clock, don't they?
In which case
you might end up rushing something.
And you've got to be able to execute late in the clock. And we've practiced that. And you can't panic. You can't get all flustered. I mean, we've got to. Handled. They were switching our ball screens 1 through 5, which nobody's done this year.
Right.
And we talked about it at timeouts. We talked about it at halftime. We made a couple good plays that we had, talked about, but we just didn't make enough of them. And you can't just freeze and feel like, oh, we've got to get the ball into the post against their guard. You got to keep moving with your offense. You got to keep movement with cutters, and good things will happen to you. But we kind of froze a little bit, and when you freeze and you stop moving, it's not good for your offense.
So take us through that, what you're talking about right there. So you get the switch, you get a big on a guard, then out top coming off the pick, right? So that sends in a small guy on the big offensively.
Correct.
For Colorado.
Correct.
But you can't just stand there static and try and feed it. You got to move
in the post.
Right?
You got to get the ball moved, and McKinley can attack the big, but sometimes you got to move it and then get it back and then attack the big, because McKinley can, and he made a couple nice moves against Najee, and he got the ball to the rim, but it didn't happen enough. We got the ball inside. We got a high low to Lucas one time. We got another one where he got fouled a couple of times, but we just didn't do it consistently enough. And that's what you have to do. You just can't let it get in your head, and you just got to keep moving and keep playing within the offense, and good things will happen. But we just didn't do that enough. And, we watched film today. We watched, a lot of their offensive execution, where they made quick decisions, because against Arizona, the margin goes down. I mentioned, you get them in rotation. If you're open, you better be ready to shoot it. If they're closing out, you better be ready to drive it. If you got to make the extra pass, you got to make it quickly, because they rotate. They're very well schooled. They're very well disciplined, and we didn't do that enough on offense.
There is also something, and we saw this at Kansas. We saw it at Arizona. We see it here. When the event center is as loud as any place, when you're on the road like that, and maybe it's a couple of live ball turnovers that go back for pick sixes the other way, or you hit a couple of big threes, man, that atmosphere can come avalanching down on top of you.
It can. And when that happens, that's when, again, the veteran team, that's where it's a little disappointing, because I feel like, we were up 10-5, and they made a little bit of a run. Yep. It was 10-10. The media timeout was coming. We had the ball, and I thought, okay, great execution here. A whistle's going to come. Media timeout comes. It's a one possession game or what. And we come down, we turn it over, and they come down and get a bucket. We come down, and then they get the momentum going.
Yep.
And the crowd gets into it. When the crowd gets into it, that's when you have to have great offensive possessions and get to the foul line, make an open three, get an and one, And now the crowd is silenced.
Sure.
But if you continually to struggle offensively, like you said, it's like that avalanche is coming down on top of you, and we weren't able to stop that with good offensive execution. And Arizona, I'm telling you, they could have beaten, you know, 99% of college basketball teams in that building that day. Yeah. So,
well, you said on the postgame, you said, we got their best today. You just said, absolutely. I'm not sure they got our best.
They didn't. They didn't get our best. But right. We got, I mean, that's, I've watched a lot of Arizona tape going into that game, and they played very, very well.
Right.
One of their better performances, certainly at McHale this year. And like you said, in that building, their crowd was into it. We got their best shot. They're a good team. They're going to beat a lot of teams if they play like that. And what you want is you want to get that best shot. You want that, you know, you don't want them to go lay an egg. I mean, it wouldn't hurt my feelings, but but you want to be able to, you know, go toe-to-toe with, you know, with a heavyweight. When they're playing well and you're playing well, that's what college basketball is all about. And we weren't up to it that day for whatever reason.
Take us into kind of your mindset. So when you're on a sideline as a coach, and you feel that momentum coming.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're weighing a lot of things, like you were just talking about. You're thinking, okay, the media timeout's almost here. We've got the ball right now.
Yep.
But when you decide, okay, when do I need to call a time? When do I need to try and help my team stave this off?
Well, I used two timeouts in the first half, and they both were in lieu of the media timeout. So when the whistle blows and you haven't used your timeout, the media timeout comes, you get to save that timeout for later in the game.
Right.
I told myself going into that game, I'm not saving my timeouts. I'm going to use the timeouts to try to stave off their crowd, to try to stave off. And now if you use, you know, three timeouts in the first half, now you've only got one in the second half.
Right.
Because you basically get a your use it or lose it timeout in the first half, and then you have three. I mean, so it's like, oh, I didn't want to use all those. So, but, you know, we had two at halftime, then we used another one early, and then, you know, the game got away from us. But, you know, I'm usually a save your timeout kind of guy, especially at home. But on the road, especially in tough environments, whether it's, you know, Allen Fieldhouse or McHale Center, I'm not going to save them. I'm going to use them when we need them.
Sure.
But they weren't very effective. And the disappointing thing to me, Mark, we used one in the second half, and there's 16 seconds in the shot clock. We call a play we'd put in a week or so ago. We dummied a lot and shoot around, and we come out, and it takes us 8 seconds to get into it, and it should take us about 3 or 4 seconds to get into it. And then we get a shot clock violation.
Yeah.
And you know, as a coach, you just feel so, you know, so frustrated because you're not – that's not – you know what the timeout's designed to do. The timeout's designed to take the timeout, come out and get a great shot for your team, and we get a shot clock violation, and that's where you're disappointed in yourself. But we had a good film session today. I challenged our guys. We watched. I think sometimes during the game, you get the during the game issues, but then you have the after the game issues. And after the game issues, when you watch the film, we got out-competed. And that's the disappointing thing, and that's the challenge that I gave our guys today, is that can never happen again. And if we get out-rebounded, it might be because they got bigger, taller, stronger guys, but not because they competed harder than we did. But they did on Saturday, and that's the disappointing thing. And we got to live with that until we get another crack at them. And maybe we will, maybe we won't. We know we won't in the regular season.
Yeah. How did your guys respond to that message?
They get quiet. You know, our group gets quiet. Now, they take it in, and, again, I love this team. I love their mentality. But, you know, when they get quiet, I know they're listening, you know. And they're not in the talk-back mode yet. But it's hard to talk back when you see stuff on film that we saw today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's more like, okay, here's – you know, what is a family program, so I'll say reality stinks.
Yes, it does. Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Reality stinks.
The Buffaloes are 14-4 in the season, ranked number 23, by the way, in the poll this morning, the AP poll, 21 of the net coming off that split this past weekend. And they've got Washington State coming to town on Thursday night, 8 o'clock at the Event Center. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. It's Bus Prime Time. We're here at Corelli's of Boulder on the corner of Baseline and 30th. More with the head coach after this. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Pac-12 basketball is back on SiriusXM, and we've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio from hosts like Eddie House, Evan Moore, and Sean Farnham, as well as live play-by-play. Listen to your favorite team live for $4 per month as long as you're a student. Subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Pac-12Hoops.
Hey, Buff fans! Google is teaming up this year with Vision Zero and would like to encourage everyone to approach traffic safety in a fundamentally different way that promotes safe travel for all. Let's all commit to safe street, safe speeds, safe vehicles, and safe people. Remember that traffic collisions are preventable and even one fatality is too many. Together, we can make a difference in our communities. Thank you, and go Buffs! Supported by Google, Vision Zero, and Ralphie's Green Stampede. Hey, Buff fans, we're excited to announce our partnership with Silter Har Motors. Silter Har has been locally owned for almost 60 years, and they're proud supporters of CU. Whether you're in the market for your first car to your dream car, visit sthmotors.com or call 303-469-1801 or come see the team. Located off Highway 36 in Wadsworth in Broomfield, the Silter Har team will make the buying process simple and stress-free. Go Buffs!
At First Bank, we've taken a people-first approach since we first opened our doors back in 1963, because we believe that good means taking care of our customers, not just their accounts. That's what banking for good is really all about. I feel like I should specify something. When we say we care for you, we don't mean like feed you and dress you and other stuff like that. You're on your own there. Boundaries are important. Go to eFirstBank.com to open an anywhere account today. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Do you hear that Coors Light being poured? It's the perfect temperature. How can I tell just based on the sound? I can't. But I can see that the mountain on the can is blue. And when the mountain is blue, your Coors Light is perfectly cold. Coors Light is cold lagered for a crisper taste, cold filtered for brightness and clarity, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Doesn't that sound good? 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With six Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
Back once again here on Bus Prime Time at the Corelli's of Boulder in the corner of baseline and 30th here in Boulder. Come on by Corelli's anytime, but especially on Monday nights around here from 7 until 8 o'clock for Bus Prime Time with head coach Tad Blow. One more segment with the head coach of the Buffaloes as they get set for Washington State on Thursday night. Daylon Kuentz is going to join us for player guests, and also J.R. Payne for the women. They're coming off a tough loss to Utah on Friday nights. They're on the road against Stanford and Cal this weekend up in the Bay Area in Pac-12 conference play. Back to the Arizona State game. You know, one thing that was kind of I liked about that game was that thing didn't start very well for you guys.
No, it didn't.
The ASU
game. That's right.
And the fact you guys, in a pretty hostile environment as well, now it wasn't quite McHale, but able to turn that midstream, I thought said something about your guys.
Yeah, and when, you know, it's funny, it was very unusual because we were not shooting the ball well inside the arc. I think we had four baskets the entire first half inside the arc.
That's right.
But we hit enough threes, and Lucas hit a couple that were big and kind of kept us in the game. You know, we always talk about the three-point shot being the great equalizer in college basketball, and I think you saw, you know, early in that game, it just kind of kept us in it. We weren't, you know, it was like, you know, 9-3, and then it was 12-3, and then it was 12-6, and then, you know, but I think we hit three or four threes in a row, and it just kind of kept us within striking distance. And then once we kind of got things rolling, I, you know, when we felt going into halftime, we talked about as with our team is, hey, you know, we didn't play very well offensively, and it's a tie game. It's 28-28 at half, and we should feel good about that. Not that we feel good about 28 points or that we were struggling offensively, but we're right here within striking distance. If we just will continue to move the ball and do what we do offensively, things will start rolling, and they did in the second half. And we, again, Shane made a couple threes. Lucas made a really big three in front of our bench in the second half to kind of keep things going, especially when they started to make their run. And that's the one thing, you know, on the road, usually the other team's going to make a run at some point, and we handle it pretty well. And so it was a good win. There's no doubt about it. When you don't play your best offensively and you don't rebound the ball like you're capable of defensively, and you find a way to win, that's the mark of a good team.
That was really kind of a special title for Anthony Coleman, for AC.
It was.
Staff right
yeah.
now. He had been with Arizona State, comes to Colorado. He did the scout on that one.
Yep.
There's a comment or two for the folks here and the listeners about what AC's meant to your program. And
yeah,
what
no, I mean, the one thing, you know, I mentioned this, I think, with Coach Tucker, with our football program this year, as I watched their team go through the season. The one thing I like to see about coaches is how do the players respond to the coaches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in his case, I thought, you know, the football players on our team this year really responded to Coach Tucker and in good times and in bad times. And I see the same thing with Coach Coleman with our team is sometimes as a head coach, it's nice to see your players and how do they respond to your assistant coaches. And we've got a great staff, and Coach Coleman has been a great addition. We lost a really, really good coach in Kim English, yep. but we replaced him with a really, really good coach in Anthony Coleman. And what was really cool and made me feel good is the way the players took on, hey, we're going to do this for Coach Coleman. Mm-hmm. And after the game, you know, he's in the locker room, and they're, you know,
jumping on him.
They're jumping on him, and they really, really wanted to get that game for him. So that tells me that he's got the players' respect, and they really enjoy, you know, being around him. He's a great guy, great family man, great husband, great father, great coach. Really cares. We're lucky to have him, and it was just kind of the timing was right, you know, because he was leaving Arizona State. A lot of people don't know this. He was leaving Arizona State to go to UNLV, or so he thought. And as sometimes happens with coaching changes and new staffs, didn't quite work out for various reasons that I won't get into. But then he was kind of in limbo for about 2 or 3 days, and that was right when Coach English had left to go to Tennessee. And I was going to take my time. I was going to say, hey, we're going to wait until May. I'm not going to rush this deal. And then I got a couple calls from people about Coach Coleman, who I knew who he was, but I really didn't know him. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't get to know the assistants on their staffs real well. I mean, some of them maybe better than others. But when I found out about him and did my homework, I'm like, well, this might be one I want to move quickly on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to Rick George about it, and we did a lot of our due diligence, and we pulled the trigger pretty quick within, you know, about 48 hours, and we were lucky to get him.
And that's the thing. You never know. When you can do your due diligence. You do your background, and you think, but you never really know, really going to meld with
exactly.
what we got here?
Yeah. Exactly. That was one of the things, again, one of the things we lost with Coach English is our staff was really, really good chemistry-wise.
Right.
Other than the fact about how they feel about the head coach.
Well, there's that,
you
know. Yeah.
But in terms of getting along, and there was no egos, and they were, you know, there wasn't jockeying for position and all that stuff that goes on coaching staffs that people don't really realize. And I told Coach Coleman, I said, you know, this is really important to me, that it's, it's important to me. And I wanted our staff. I wanted Coach Greer and Coach Roan and, you know, all of them to feel like, hey, this is our guy. And we made phone calls. Yeah. I mean, we checked around, and everything came up thumbs up. This guy's a great guy, and it's turned out to be the case. And so it's been a really good situation.
Speaking of big guys, which AC certainly is,
yep.
I've been asked a number of times to get a comment from you about Dallas Walton and how he's coming along. He's getting some minutes. When Colonco was out the other day, you got him in there against Arizona.
Yeah, and Dallas has come along fine. I think the biggest thing with Dallas is his defensive mobility. And there are certain teams, Oregon being one, Arizona State being another, where their bigs are much more mobile than Dallas is on the offensive end versus him defending them. And so those teams, Alex Strotting matches up a little bit better.
Right.
Arizona, Coloco, you'd mentioned, and Arizona State had the Silva kid come in. Those are better matchups for Dallas. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things we talked about as a staff today, though, because the thing that Dallas gives us is he gives us a low post presence offensively. So in games like Arizona, when we're struggling to score, it's nice to have a guy you can throw the ball into and feel like he's going to get you a bucket. He made a really nice post move against Arizona. But what we got to find is how can we defensively, how can we operate and still be efficient? Because Dallas is fine on the offensive end. Where his biggest adjustment coming off of that ACL is in the lateral movement, mobility-wise, as a big guy. He's 7 foot already, and that's going to continue to get better, and that's going to be something certainly, you know, as we go through the lateral movement, working with Steve Englehart, our strength and conditioning coach, and making that better. Dallas Walton's fine, and he's going to be a good player. He's still going to have, knock on wood, 2 years of eligibility after this year, and he's going to have a good career here at Colorado. So I don't want people to give up on him. I certainly have not given up on him.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is we got Tyler Bay, Evan Batty, Lucas Seward on that frontline rotation. And then at fourth post spot, sometimes those minutes go to Alex and sometimes they go to Dallas. And that's just the way it's going to be as we play this out.
All right. Give us a few comments about Washington State coming in here on Thursday night. They just gave Oregon all they wanted.
Yeah, beat them. Beat them at home.
Yeah, that's right.
Beat Oregon State. Look. All we got to tell our guys, Washington State has done something that we haven't done, and that's they swept the Oregon schools at home.
Right.
We didn't do that.
Yep.
So they've got talented offensive players. They're a team that's with a new coach. It's got kind of a new life and a spirit about them that where when they're starting to make threes, again, they made 11 against Oregon. When they make threes, they can beat anybody. It's a great equalizer. So we've got to be aware. They're a little bit like Oregon State in that they've got two really high volume shooters and high volume scorers in C.J. Ellaby and the Bonten kid. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's a junior college guard. And they are both averaging 16 and 17 points a game, respectively, in the Pac-12. But they've got other role players that are capable players as well, much like Oregon State did. So, to me, you go back to that Oregon State game, and it's the same kind of animal. We just got to make sure we try to tame it.
So the Buffaloes will take on the Cougars on Thursday night. Again, that's an 8 o'clock game on Thursday. Yeah. We'll hit the air at 7:30 with the Buffs warm-up, the pregame show.
It's our last 8 o'clock tip.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, last one.
Fantastic. We like that, don't we? That's always nice to get those over with. You know, it's really amazing how quickly things go. Do you guys realize the Buffs only have 6 home games remaining?
I know.
Isn't that stunning?
Yeah.
You got 3 more weekends of Pac-12 play.
Yep.
Already had Utah here, so that one's gone.
So it's this team needs the support. They deserve the support. It's a fun team to watch. And when the event center is rocking, you after going to a place like McHale, it makes you understand how important your home court is and home fans are. So, I'm preaching to the choir here tonight because the group we have here tonight, they're diehards, you know. But we need to have everybody there in the stands full.
But it also emphasizes the importance with only 6 left of protecting your home court, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. Because after that, it's 7 of 11 on the road. And
ouch.
Not that I'm a math major, but we can't get into all that. The bottom line is we got to figure out what do we have to do to beat Washington State, and that's all we have to concern ourselves with. Whether we're at home or whether we're on the road, doesn't matter where we're playing, we got to be ready to go. And we have to be able to hold serve at home, and we have to be able to win games on the road.
Before we let you go, hey, we're going to have Dalen Kuntz up here. Give me a thought or two about him.
Dalen's coming along. He's a dynamic, dynamic athlete who we really, you know, we want to run. And one of the reasons we want to run is because we play at altitude. But the other reason we want to run is because we've got guys like him and McKinley and, you know, that are in the open floor. Keyshawn Bartholomew, who people haven't seen yet, that, man, when Dalen gets the ball in the open floor, he's dynamic.
Yes.
I mean, he can make plays. You know, last year I felt like he was really left-hand dominant. He still is a good left-hand driver because that's his dominant hand. But he's really worked on crossing over, finishing, going to his right. His jump shot continually improves. Dalen's got a great, great future ahead of him as long as he will dedicate himself to improving upon the things that he needs to get better at. And but, you know, as a coach, you feel like you want to put guys in positions where they can make plays and be successful. And with him, it's get him in the open floor and let him attack and do his thing. And we want him to be aggressive.
Right. They're those guys refer to as greyhounds, right? The guys that run like that.
He can get out. He can run. He can handle it. And he's a good passer.
Right.
You know, he's getting better defensively. And that's a challenge we lay at his feet all the time in terms of, hey, become that rock-solid defender. And he's had some really, really good games for us. And he's a guy that I trust. And, you know, if I didn't, he wouldn't be in the rotation. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, that sophomore year is making that next step, and he's in the process of doing that.
Well, he'll get a chance on Thursday night against Washington State. Coach, good luck against the Washington schools.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there he is, head coach Tad Boyle. He and the Buffaloes have got the Cougars on Thursday at 8 o'clock. We'll take a timeout here on Bus Primetime at Corelli's. The aforementioned Dalen Kuntz comes your way next. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Students can count on good reading and science skills to take them far in life. Who understands this better than IBM? That's why they sponsor the Read with the Buffs and Try Science programs. Through Read with the Buffs, CU student-athletes visit schools to get kids more interested in boosting their reading skills. Parents, you can get involved with your child's education to help ignite their creativity by visiting teacherstryscience.org/kids. Read with the Buffs and Try Science. IBM connects with kids.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
Your kids aren't just a little you. They're different. They have faster heart rates. Their bones are growing. They breathe faster. They metabolize medication differently. They're more sensitive to radiation. They have trouble communicating what hurts, and they heal faster. Which means that when they need to go to a hospital, they need one just for them. At Children's Hospital Colorado, we know just how different kids are from adults, and that changes everything about the way we treat them. Kids are incredibly different. That's why they need incredibly different care. Children's Hospital Colorado. Here, it's different.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
It's time for our player segment here tonight at Corrales of Boulder and Buff Prime Time. I'm voice of the boss, Mark Johnson. Colorado coming off the loss to Arizona on Saturday, now with Washington State coming to town on Thursday night. And we talked about him with Tad out of Denver East High School. Dalen Coons, a sophomore for the Buffaloes, joining us here for a few minutes. Welcome.
What's up?
This is old hat for you. You were out here last year, so
yeah.
You're not even nervous at all right now, are you?
No.
No, I do it. I do it. How was that film session then today after what went down on Saturday?
It was kind of rough, yeah. But, you know, after the game, we pretty much knew right. What was going to be on there.
Now, I would have to think, now that you've gone through a full year, mm-hmm. right, you know what the drill is, right?
Yeah.
And last year, everything was kind of wide-eyed for you. You were learning everything. Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself a veteran player now, so you understand that when you go through a film session, it's not being critical, it's critiquing and more of a learning experience, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I've learned that a lot. Just, you know, like you said, last year, just me, it's kind of like everything's brand new. And now, yeah. It's my second time through it, so I kind of know what to expect or, you know, what's going to come.
Are you more comfortable on the court?
Yeah, I think I'm more comfortable than last year. Just kind of feeling it out, getting in the groove.
Now, you heard Tad talking about you. He said you got a very bright future. Now, knowing how Tad speaks, when he said, we got work to do defensively, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, just you know, just a lot of things on defensive end. Just make sure I'm keeping my man in front, you know, rotating and cracking down on box outs and stuff like that. Just, you know, being able to use my length and size, you know, on the defensive end a lot more.
I had an interesting conversation with Deshaun Schwartz here a while back, where he talked about coming out of his sophomore year, kind of saying, you know what, I'm a pretty good ball player, but I can be a lot better, in kind of committing himself. Have you ever had a conversation with him about that, about kind of getting that moment in your college career where you say, okay, this isn't high school. It's a different level. There's a different level of commitment, and I can really blossom as a player if I really start, you know, listening to what coaches and strength coaches and those guys are telling me and the kind of work you put in.
I've talked to him and a couple others about that. And then also me and Coach have talked about, you know, he's saying that, like, for me to make the next jump would be make sure I'm committing myself, you know, all the way.
Yeah.
Just getting in extra reps or, you know, extra whatever I need to, you know, make the next jump.
There is a difference, isn't there? Because when you were in high school, as athletic and good as you were, you thought you were working hard all the time, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you get here and realize, oh, maybe I wasn't working as hard as what they want me to work, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, once you get to the next level, everybody is, you know, the best from where they came from. So now it's just like, whoever works harder is going to separate, you know, between each person.
Yeah. What do you think as you look at your game and you say in your mind, okay, this is where I need to go, what I need to get better at? What do you see?
For sure, you know, trying to get my jump shot better, you know, making it more consistent. You know, being able to, you know, run the team from the point guard position, you know, being vocal, just making the right plays, you know, making the right reads and everything, getting everybody involved and, you know, kind of carrying the team a little bit when they need it.
You know, I'm going to make a safe assessment here. You do something that nobody in this room has ever done before, all right? And I don't think I'm underestimating you. The way you run and jump, I guarantee you jump better than anybody in this room. Guarantee. Well, look at him. Are you going to disagree? Look at that group out there. Those people, no way. No way. Don't even fake it over there. You stop. My wife is trying to tell me. So when you're on a break like that and you get the ball, what's going through your head?
Really just trying to get out and make a play, you know. If the rim's open, just jump. And then, you know, and if somebody comes to help, just kick it or make the next move.
Right. There's no thought about, you know, this might end up on SportsCenter if I do this right.
No, not really. It's just maybe after.
You know, I ran into a relative of yours last week.
Oh, really? Who?
Yeah, well, we were down the National Western Stock Show, had their parade, and I went down and rode that. Your uncle, James?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. He works with not a favorite uncle, apparently. Is that?
No, he is.
He had wonderful things to say. He runs a Cherokee Ranch down south there. He had wonderful things to say about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good. That's nice.
It must be a quiet Thanksgiving meal at your place. You know that?
No, it's not quiet.
No.
I mean, most of my family's kind of they sure. talk a lot. They're outgoing.
What?
It's just a few of us that's kind of quiet.
All right. Well, what interests you outside of basketball?
I'm really into music. You know, mm-hmm. I like different type of artists. I like cars. That's probably a bit. I like shoes, actually.
Shoes,
I'm really
right.
into shoes.
You're into shoes?
I like shoes.
What kind of cars you into?
I mean, I just
classic
kinda like
cars, modern cars.
A little bit of both. Yeah. You know, like everything a little bit.
Okay.
Like the older cars. You know, some of the newer cars.
Yeah. How's classes going for you?
They're going better. They're going good so far. Yeah.
Notice the proper response is outstanding. My classwork is outstanding, Mark. That's always a good thing. You guys got a heck of a challenge coming up on Thursday night, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
Can you believe, like I said, the tandem, you only got 6 home games remaining. It went fast.
Yeah, it's flying by. You know, it felt like we was just starting the first practice like 2 weeks ago. Now we, you know, like almost, 16 or 17 games into
That's
the
right.
season.
Yeah. You were just telling me a moment ago, I asked him who he lived with, and you said you lived with Jacob,
mm-hmm.
Maddox, who's one of the new guys.
Yep.
And who else was it?
Bennett.
And Bennett. What's that group like?
You know.
Who kind of runs the show in that apartment?
It's kind of all of us, really. Yeah. You know, me, Jacob, and Bennett, we lived in the dorms actually together. So, you know, we're pretty much like super comfortable around each other. We know how everybody is. And then Maddox, you know, as like the first couple of weeks went on, we got adjusted. But, you know, the living situation is pretty good. You know, we all be cooking our different nights and stuff like that.
Well, with Maddox being the new guy coming in from junior college, I mean, he's got to do dishes or something, doesn't he? I mean, isn't that the way it works, the new guy, the rookie?
No, it's just whoever turn it is, really.
On this basketball team, obviously, you know, we all know that McKinley's such an important part with you guys from a leadership standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would you say is a leader on this team?
I say Evan for sure. You know, he helps pick people up. I think Deshaun, he's making, like, some strides, too, you know. Like, he wasn't as vocal, but he's becoming more vocal for sure. Tyler is. He became a lot more vocal.
What did it mean for you to be a Colorado kid and play at CU?
It feels good, you know. Just
staying home?
Yeah, representing the home state, you know.
Right.
Everything's right close, and, you know.
Is there extra pressure that comes with that, knowing you grew up just down the road here?
No, I say last year maybe a little bit, but this year, no, not as much, you know. Just kind of. No, it's not too much pressure. It's just basketball at the end of the day.
But I'd have to think, for guys that come from outside the state, they don't know what this place means and what, you know, CU is in the state and what Denver's all about and Boulder's all about and mountains and all that. So you kind of carry that, don't you? A little bit of a banner, a pride, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, for sure. I say that, yeah. I just kind of want to represent, you know, stay well, especially being home, you know.
All right. Well, good luck on Thursday. Keep up the good work. Let's get a win. Let's protect the home court this weekend and go and get ourselves a championship. How's that sound?
Sounds good. Sounds
All right.
great, actually.
Let's hear it for Dalen Kuntz, sophomore for the Buffaloes, as they get set to take on the Cougars of Washington State on Thursday night. Again, that's an 8 o'clock game. Scott and I are going to hit the air at 7:30 with our pregame show, and we'll have the tip-off between the Buffs and the Cougars just after 8 o'clock. It's Buffs primetime. We're here at Corelli's of Boulder on the corner of Baseline and 30th. We've got J.R. Payne, the head coach for the women's team, coming up next. They've got a trip to the Bay Area this weekend. We'll talk with her about that. This is Colorado basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? 3 times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue. Because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains. Not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
It's game time rewards at Safeway, so listen up. Earn double reward points on participating items for gas or groceries and score big. Pay attention to the game plan because you could win 1,000 weekly cash giveaways and be entered to win the big prize, free groceries or gas for a year. Look for participating tags throughout the store. Go to getinthegamerewards.com to learn more and see official game rules. Safeway, get in the game.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
Back one final time on Buffs Primetime. We're here at Corelli's of Boulder on the corner baseline at 30th. Talking CU women's basketball. J.R. Payne is here. They're coming off a loss to Utah on Friday. So is that the second year in a row that the home to the road team has won?
Yeah, well, 2 years ago, yeah, we wanted their place and they wanted our place. And yeah. And, yeah, that was a game that we really could not lose, you know, and we lost. So me being the eternal optimist, that just means we got to go steal one we're not supposed to steal.
There you go. That's exactly right. but take us back to Friday night a little bit. I mean, it was I think that the release that came out from the SAD department was raining threes in that ball game.
It was raining threes for the wrong team.
Right.
You know, we actually played relatively well. We had three players in double figures and one that was just 1 point away and shot 40-something percent from the floor. The problem is they shot 70% from three.
Yeah.
And made 16 of them.
Yeah.
And we just flat out weren't guarding.
Right.
You know, we were down a man and you know, so our bench was a little bit shrunk and I really honestly thought we were tired, you know, and I'm not quite sure why, but we were tired. We weren't matched up, you know, on the perimeter the way we needed to be. And honestly, they couldn't miss. Some of them were open. Some of them were totally contested fluke. You know, trick shots. But.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was talking with, we had Jalen Sharon on television today, and she was talking a little bit about hitting, you know, maybe not being assignment sound in transition and getting out and making sure those shooters were covered when they touched the basketball.
Yeah, and we just weren't matched up. I mean, you go back and watch the film, and I'm looking at you, and you're the best shooter in the league, and I decide to go guard them, you know, over there. Things like that. Like, okay, walk me through what you were thinking, you know, in that moment. Oh, well, I thought maybe you know, it's like, stop thinking. Guard the kid that's made six threes.
Follow the scouting report.
Exactly. So it was some things like that. They actually went small, you know, and we had our bigger lineup in, so our bigs had a hard time matching up. It just, you know, it just was all bad in the second half. But we'll get better.
You know, I've talked to you a little bit about Jalen Sherrod a little bit. Boy, she was on TV today, and I was just telling JR, she sat there. She's kind of a quiet young woman. And she sits down, she gets there, and I always try and warm the kids up when they get there and talk. And she wasn't responding. And I thought, oh, goodness, this is going to be a long segment. And then the microphone and the camera went on, and she just lit up like crazy. And just,
she is incredible. A lot of people ask us about Jalen because she's one of the most impactful freshmen in the conference right now. She's from Birmingham, Alabama. How'd you get to bowl? I mean, just so many questions about Jalen. And she is truly one of the most remarkable young ladies I've ever had an opportunity to coach. I'm so glad I get 3.5 more years.
Yeah, it's not often the 18-year-olds will come in and do this, but during the interview, I said, mistakenly, I said, well, you came from Georgia. And she looks at me and goes, that'd be Alabama. I said, that's what I said, Alabama. So and we just moved on from there. But nonetheless, talk a little bit about Emma Clark and the way she's coming along for
you. Yeah, Emma's someone a lot of people don't know, has not been home to Perth, Australia since before her freshman year. It's been almost 2 years, you know, and she decided after her freshman year that she really wanted to stay and get better, you know, change her body, get stronger, lean out, you know, improve her skill set, all of those things. And the success that she's had this year is a direct result of just pure hard work. So she's been awesome for us.
Maya Hollingshead had another nice game for you the other day. Is she really coming? I mean, the numbers, every time I look at the box score, she seems like she's got a nice line.
Yeah, Maya had 19 points. She had 17 at halftime, and we just couldn't get her enough touches, I guess, in the second half. But Maya's a kid that ever since she walked into Boulder as a freshman, people would come in the gym and say, who's that kid?
Right.
You know, because she's long and lithe and, you know, and talented. And she's finally starting to understand the type of work ethic and sort of discipline and stuff that it takes to really be successful. You know, not just every other night, but like consistently, and she's going to be really great for the rest of the year.
She's one of those you like to say looks good getting off the bus, right? I mean, she looks the part.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, but now she's looking good on the court, so that's you know, that's the goal.
Well, we were just talking with Dalen about that too, and you can speak to this more than I can, but that moment when a young player, a talented player, all of a sudden the light goes on about the commitment and what's going on and how I have to play, that's always a fun thing to watch as a coach.
It's incredible, especially with someone like Maya who has just so much potential. It's been really fun to see her blossom as a leader, you know, as a vocal player in practice and in huddles and timeouts, and you know, and she's really doing what she needs to do to be successful.
All right, this weekend you got this trip to the Bay Area. You've got Stanford is Stanford. We know that. They're number three team in the country. And then on Sunday at 1 o'clock, by the way, that's an 8 o'clock Mountain Time game on Friday night, 1 o'clock on Sunday against Cal. Great challenge. When you and I were just talking, you've played Stanford very well over the years.
We have, yeah. Even on paper, when we're not supposed to be that competitive, we always give Stanford a great game. I don't know if it's the, you know, we're a pretty physical team. We like to be physical. Sure. I know they don't like that because after the game last year, their coach made a comment about we're supposed to be playing basketball, not football.
Well,
and we kind of said, okay, let's play football. Let's go. but I think it may be a little bit of clash of styles, but we're excited for this weekend. I think we've got a great opportunity to you know, surprise some people.
Well, what I like about your team as well is there's kind of, we saw it against UCLA, there's a no-fear attitude you guys have got.
Yeah, love that, that. You know, we've only played one game, and it was at Oregon in front of 11,000 people that we had big eyes and we were fearful. But we love to be fearless. We talk about it. We want to be the tougher team, the most aggressive team, and I think for the most part we do that.
Well, I love it. Well, I'll tell you what, go put on the shoulder pants and strap them up.
Let's
against
go.
Ryan. Get out there and beat up Stanford a little bit.
Coach, we'll give it our best.
All right, good luck on Friday. J.R. Payne, they've got Stanford again. That's a Friday night game, and they'll tip that one off at 8 o'clock on Mountain Time. It'll be on the Colorado Basketball Network, and then Sunday at 1 o'clock, they'll take on Cal once again in the Bay Area on 1 o'clock Mountain Time game. The CU men home on Thursday. Get on out there. 8 o'clock tip-off. It's the Buffaloes and the Cougars as we put a wrap this week on Buffs Prime Time here at Corelli's of Boulder. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be back next Monday night, and this has been Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health stands shoulder to shoulder with Buffs fans as you live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Corelli's of Boulder has been a local dining favorite for 25 years and is proud to support CU Athletics by hosting the CU Radio Basketball Show. Corelli's is the official home of the CU Basketball Coaches Show, Buffs Primetime, each Monday night throughout the season. Show your local pride for your team. Meet the coaches and student athletes from Buffs Basketball and enjoy Boulder's best Italian cuisine. Each Monday night, it's the best of Boulder's CU Basketball and Corelli's Ristorante Italiano. The place, the people.
A comet 6 billion miles away is talking to us. Farmers are growing produce in shipping containers. Trees and plants can now distinguish between pests and beneficial insects. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Arrow Electronics. 5yearsout.com.
With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health wants to help you be relentless in your pursuit of living an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Hey, Buff fans, visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years, no-cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
Okay, champ, rise and shine. Mountain Dew Kickstart is sounding the alarm. And last time we checked, no one woke up thinking, seize the snooze button. When it's time to get up, you don't just crawl out of bed, you rise. Because today, you're waking up with an attitude thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart. It's a refreshing blend of juice, caffeine, and dew built to boost every pursuit with 9 incredible flavors like orange citrus, black cherry, and pineapple orange mango. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Kickstart your day. Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains. Not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
Live from Corelli's of Boulder, Buffs Primetime with Tad Boyle has been presented by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.